the situation is that, you know, we've been trying now for 12 months to get the minister to come and see for himself the situation that we're in here. We've been liaising with the chief executive and the director for environment and the council. I've got confirmation today from the council to say that, you know, the council is not in a position to support any interventions such as the proposed one that we're proposing. So the council are not in a place to do that because they have no authority to do so. The OPW is not replying or not engaging with us. We had a situation only a week and a half ago when the minister for the OPW came into the county. He didn't come to Neshone. He didn't even acknowledge that he was here in the county. We've been, as I say, as an MD here in Neshone and, you know, trying to put pressure on because we're in a serious situation in Ballyliffin with coastal erosion. We're in a serious situation in Lag. We have a number of serious situations, even in Kildaff and different areas, that we need help with to see is there a way that we can do something to alleviate that or to help protect that. But we're in a position where we're just hitting our heads off a brick wall. And I think it's just totally unacceptable the way that we've been treated here. And I think that, you know, the minister needs to engage with the council and engage with here, the members here in Neshone, to see can we get a resolution to this.
Because it has, the projections are not one of positivity. You have even said that a lot of areas in Ballyliffin will be effectively underwater in the years ahead.
Yeah, well, there was a survey done going back a couple of years ago, and there was a survey funded to the tune of 80,000 to look at the projections of the erosion over the next, you know, 30 to 40 years. And I mean, like, if you look at like Lag, they're saying within the next 40 to 50 years that the water could even be in as far as Lag Chapel. The waters in Ballyliffin over the next 25 years could be in the golf club and at the 14th tee in Ballyliffin. So there is great, enormous problems ahead for this whole area if there's not something done. And it's not an easy fix, but at least if people would engage with people that are looking to, you know, come up with solutions here, because there are other parts of the country that solutions are being done. Cork and Kerry, for instance, I've been doing some checking on that, and there has been coastal erosion work done in both of those counties. There have been coastal walks done with timber to stop the erosion coming in both of those counties. And again, I suppose, Catherine, we're back to the same situation where up here in Donegal, the minister don't seem to care. He doesn't seem to give a hoot. But I assure you one thing, if it was Cork and Kerry, there would be something done a lot more quickly than what is happening here in this county. And I think that, you know, as a council, we need to make sure and push the minister to come up here, meet with the communities, meet with the people that this is affecting on a daily basis, and see can they get some resolution to it.
Would it be fair to say that there is a serious issue as it relates to the OPW and Donegal County Council and the fact that they're not willing, there seems to be a reluctance there? We do know that, like, the Letterkenny MD have had issues with trying to engage with the OPW as well.
Yeah, I think this is not a new problem. I think there's been constant issues. If we go back to the floods of 2017, we had the same issues in relation to the OPW. Not wanting to engage. We had the situation that still has never been resolved in relation to the rivers and cleaning the rivers. Again, falls under the department of the OPW. So there's a common denominator here, as I see, that anything that falls under the OPW and that's situated here in this county is not resolved or not taken into consideration. And I think that's something that needs to be called out.